I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Today I read something very surprising. After 9/11, there was a rise in the number of Muslims in the U.S. That was surprising to me since there was also a lot of anti-Muslim rhetoric in the same period. Journalist Samra Habib has been looking into this. She joins me from Toronto. So were you, like me, surprised when you heard about these numbers, rise in the number of Muslims?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, at first what actually inspired me to work on this story is because I was just sort of coming across a lot of young people who were converting and a lot of young people who sort of had, you know, were kind of coming from an activist background. So that's why I wanted to look into it and why it was happening.
Yeah, so you looked into it. What's the explanation? Because one would think with Islamophobia, the numbers would actually go down.
Yeah, of course. And I think, you know, a couple of experts that I was talking to, you know, there's one professor, she was just saying that because it's such a huge contrast, the, you know, history of Islam and what you actually read in the Quran, it's such a huge contrast to what you actually hear from the media. So they're just sort of this curiosity where people sort of want to explore more about, you know, whether or not what they're reading and watching on the news is actually true.
So you're saying a tragedy led to greater curiosity and greater numbers of people converting?
Absolutely. Yeah. People are just sort of more into, they're just intrigued. You know, I think being intrigued is sort of like the primary motive to why people are interested and sort of want to explore more and want to look more into it.
I mean, it's kind of counterintuitive, but it also says to me maybe there's something deeper that people wanted to identify as Muslim. Did you find also an element of empathy?
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, the experts that I was speaking to, they were telling me that, you know, because a lot of young people end up converting, there's an interest because, you know, because of the egalitarian roots in Islam. So if you're an activist, if you're a compassionate person, that's kind of what you are really, really drawn to.
What about today? Because there's been a rise in attacks by Islamic State sympathizers across the globe. Governments and societies have responded accordingly. And again, things don't look real bright for Muslims. How are the numbers stacking up today?
Well, the report that I was looking at, you know, I was looking at sort of how the numbers compare. And in 2000, there were about 1 million Muslims in America. And in 2015, there were 3.3 million Muslims. And, you know, a lot of those numbers are due to immigration, South Asian countries, you know, those countries like Pakistan and Bangladesh, those are the countries where a lot of the immigration is from. But conversion is definitely a part of it. And that is not really going to slow down. By 2040, Islam after Christianity would be the most practiced religion in America.
You're Muslim, Samra. You're based in Toronto, but you've been traveling to the U.S. and New York a lot since 9/11, I know. How did 9/11 change things for you personally?
I think, you know, it changed things for a lot of Muslims. I think that there is sort of this culture of fear where I think many people feel that they have sort of a license to be Islamophobic. You know, for example, I wrote about it in 2010 in the New York Times, like the TSA enforced this rule where, you know, countries of interest sort of had to experience more intense security. So like countries like Pakistan, countries like Yemen. And I just feel like oftentimes it's very kind of reactionary. Like there is just sort of people just feel like they have a license to do so because people are afraid.
And just traveling these days for you, what's that like?
Well, most of the time I travel to Europe. So it's been fine so far. I haven't really experienced, you know, sort of like anything that I would classify as Islamophobic. It's really, I would say, probably like years following 9/11, when I would travel to the States, that oftentimes was a little bit challenging. And I knew that, you know, I was, because it says Pakistan on my passport, because that's where I was born. So I knew that I was being subjected to intense security and questions because that's where I was born. And I felt like there wasn't really a lot I could do about it.
Journalist Samra Habib speaking with us from Toronto. Thank you so much.
Thank you.